Welcome to How to Eat Less Water, the podcast for anyone who's concerned about the state of our environment and wants to live more sustainably, but is short on either time, money, ideas, or all three. I'm your host, Florencia Ramirez, author of the award-winning book Eat Less Water and a kitchen activist. I share bite-sized action steps anyone can implement in their kitchen. Why the kitchen? The average person eats between 500 to 1,300 gallons of virtual water every day. Our food is the best place to turn our hope for a better environment into action. Now, let's dig in and grow well-being together. Welcome to the How to Eat Less Water podcast. I'm your host, Florencia Ramirez. This is the second podcast of the new year. Last week, I left you with a lot to think about. A lot of very powerful tips offered to you by Michelle Nevades, who is an expert on emotional intelligence. But really, more deeply, she is an expert on living and living the life that you want to lead. If you've not had an opportunity to listen to that podcast from last week, I really urge you to go back and start from there before you listen to this podcast, because it is a great place to begin. We've already started to think about what are our New Year's resolutions. And if you check the box to any of the following, to live healthier, to live a life with purpose, to grow well-being on the planet, to be an environmental activist. If any of those things are on your list for this year's goals or your resolutions, the information that was offered last week with Michelle is a phenomenal place to begin, because we have to first ask the question of, one, what is it that we are hungry for? What are those things that we want in our lives? And how do we want to design our lives? And what are the things that are serving us? Once we have those answers, then it's clearing the path forward. So we all want to do these things, and especially right now, when these ideas have just been plucked off the tree, they're new, they're fresh, and they're ready to go, and they have lots of momentum. But then in a month or 2 months, they've been forgotten. Can you even remember what your resolutions were from last year? The tool set in the discussion that's offered in the last podcast clears the path. So you could let this be the year that you not only make those New Year's resolutions, but keep them and have them so deeply embedded in who you are that you don't even have to think about them anymore. So with that in mind, I want to talk about meal planning, because if you peel away all of the things that I talk about on this podcast as action steps to live more sustainably, there are two things that are at the core of all of this, of eating less water, of living in alignment with nature. It is meal planning and food dates. And so next week, I'll go into food dates. And I've spoken about that before, but essentially my book, Eat Less Water, is a series of food dates. But this week, I want to spend time on meal planning, because meal planning, and I've spoke about this in previous episodes, and I do recommend that you go back, and I'll put in the show notes links to those episodes, because I attack it from different angles. But the meal planning is essential, because you can't manage anything unless you have something to keep yourself accountable. And the meal plan, for me, keeps me accountable to do all of these other things that I know are linked to living a more sustainable lifestyle, which means wasting less food, cooking more often, being more intentional around what I'm eating and how I'm planning my week around the food items that I already have. And by doing so, I not only reduce the level of stress that can come with cooking a meal every single day of our adult life, because it could feel heavy. Are you kidding me? Again, I have to eat? And that can be a narrative that we tell ourselves, or we can approach it with a lightness and a gratitude that I have food that I can make. I have ingredients that I can put together and make something delicious for myself, or if you live with others, for your family, for friends, and be committed to that idea of meal planning as something that's part of your weekly round. And it really does form the basis of all these other things, because when you meal plan, you shop your refrigerator and your pantry first. Because how many times have we gone to the grocery store and purchased an item and then come home and realize that we have it in our refrigerator, and then we end up wasting food? And every time we waste food, we're wasting not only dollars. In fact, the average family of four throws away about $1,800 of food every year. That's $18,000 in 10 years. And that's the average. So you can be even above that or below that, but that's a lot of money that we're throwing away. And that's not even taking into account inflation that we're all experiencing at the grocery store recently. That's one thing, but we're also not throwing away natural resources like water. So for example, if I throw away a bag of bread that was uneaten, and it say there's five slices, that's 11 gallons of fresh water per slice of bread. So those five slices are equivalent to, what, 55 gallons of water? So that's just on the low end. And if you start getting into your dairy and other animal products, the water footprint goes up so high very quickly. So for example, a pound of beef, if I throw away half a pound of beef, I'm throwing away about 900 gallons of water. So we're not only throwing away dollars, we're throwing away water, and we're throwing away other natural resources. When we meal plan, you can check to see what do you have. So for example, in my refrigerator right now, I know I have spinach, a bag of spinach that needs to be used. I have some bell peppers, and this is just in my produce area. And I know I have some cheeses that need to be used up. I have this big container of chili, fresh chili that my cousin made for me. So I need to either decide whether I'm going to freeze it or if I'm going to use it this week. So it's shopping what I have. And then from there, it's building out a menu for the week, and also knowing what my schedule is. Do I have days in the week that I need to maybe make something with the slow cooker in the morning because in the evening I don't have time to cook? So it makes sense to just walk in and have something that's already been cooking all day. So those kinds of things, that reflection time that comes with the meal planning is key. And the other thing that happens when you start to meal plan, I promise you, because this is absolutely what's happened to me and from other people who've started to integrate meal planning into their weekly round, is that feeling of heaviness that comes with what am I going to make for dinner that sets in around 5 o'clock in the afternoon disappears, because you don't have to think about what you're going to make for dinner because you've already thought about it at the beginning of the week. And not only have you thought about it, but you've shopped for all the ingredients. All you have to do is head to your kitchen, open the refrigerator and the pantry, and everything is there for you. And then you just have to put it together. And it doesn't have to be elaborate. When you meal plan, you don't have to have elaborate dishes. It could be simple. It could be a salad, for example. That's a meal. It could be a baked potato with just different toppings that you have available. That's a meal. Just simple. Find those recipe books that call to you. Go to a bookstore and spend some time with all of the new and old recipe books, or to the library and bring in that good energy, that passion of people who have poured time and effort to create this collection of recipes that you could bring into your own kitchen and infuse that same spirit into what you're doing. And it could be complicated if that's what you want to do, or it could be very simple, even meals that don't require you to turn on the stove or the oven. There's plenty of meals or recipes out there that we have access to, even on our phones with the tip of our fingers. What I'll do, for example, if I have certain ingredients and I'm not sure what to make, I'll do a search and say recipes that use kale, for example, recipes that use pearl couscous. You can just start from one simple ingredient and then build out from there. So this is the first thing. Even before you start thinking about bringing organic produce in, if we can just do that, just meal planning to reduce our food waste in our own kitchen every week, we've saved so much water. We save other natural resources. And then from there, we can build upon it, which are the other action tips I talk about, and really start to hone in on what are the best agricultural methods that we can partner with so that we're growing well-being and reducing water use and water pollution and sequestering carbon, all of that good stuff. But it all begins with the meal plan. So what I'm going to do, I haven't done this before, but I am going to share with you my meal plan template, what I use. I put together a template. I'm going to have it offered for you for free. So all you have to do is in the show notes, just click on the link, leave me your email address, and I'll send you the newsletter and the link for the meal planning template so that you can also start using it too. I do two things. I'll use the meal planning template, but I also like having it written in one central place. So if you go to my Instagram, you will see pictures through the years of my chalkboard. I've had different iterations of chalkboard in my kitchen. So this kitchen has chalkboard fixed to the inside of the doors of my pantry, and that is where I put the week's menu. So I'll come up with the week's menu, put it down there so that my kids know, and that's where I look to see what's for dinner. And then I have that same meal plan on my template that I'm gifting to you. And in that meal plan, I start to break it down further. What are the ingredients that I have shopping my kitchen first? And what are the ingredients that I need to purchase? And then you can identify which are the things that you're going to get from the farmer's market and which are the things you're going to get from your grocery store. You take all of that, put it into a shopping list. So it's a meal planning template and a shopping list that you can take with you to the grocery store and to the farmer's market. And oftentimes I don't even take the actual template. I'll just take a picture of it and have it on my phone, and then I can easily access it that way. But I do like to put it in a binder so that I can have them handy. So if I have a particular week where I'm not feeling very inspired of what to make that week, I can just go back to a past meal plan, and I could either replicate the entire thing or just take elements of it out. Just to recap, the best and most powerful thing you can do to begin to live more sustainably and to take control of the food that you bring into your kitchen and with more intention and in alignment with nature, it really is the meal plan. And if you find yourself having a difficult time keeping that habit, because this action tip essentially is a new habit. It is something that you'll have to do over and over again for it to feel like it is your own. That's just how it is with a habit, both good habits and bad habits. So that is why I wanted to begin the year with Michelle Nevades, who's the author of the book Beyond Emotional Intelligence and was the guest of last week's podcast, because she offers us those good questions and tools to bring in new habits like meal planning into our weekly round. So I hope that was helpful. I will be back again next Wednesday. Please share this with anybody who you think would benefit from this podcast and this topic. And if you would leave me a rating, that would be wonderful. You don't even have to write a review. You can just leave a star and be sure you follow this podcast so that it comes into your inbox every Wednesday. Thank you so much. Be well. Let's stay connected. Sign up for my newsletter and receive more tips in your inbox weekly and 15% off your first purchase at the Eat Less Water Shop. You can also find me on your favorite social media space at Eat Less Water. Please remember to hit subscribe and leave a review, even if it's only the star rating, because every one of them will increase the chances of other like-minded folks to find us. Thank you for joining me on this journey to eat less water. Together, we will write the story of well-being for this planet we have the privilege to call home. Meet you back here every Wednesday. There is power in the collective.